We will start as a, we have one item to be heard. Our first and only item is SB 708 by Senator Corbett. Senator Corbett is here now, and we will ask Senator Corbett to present it. Again, we thank you for being here, Senator Corbett, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and Member. Senate Bill 708 provides certainty in fund and remittance transfers by amending Article 4A of the Uniform Commercial Code. In California, Article 4A is known as Division 11. UCC Article 4A manages the relationship between a financial institution that accepts a payment order for a funds transfer and any other financial institutions that may be involved in carrying out the transfer. However, recent changes to the Federal Electronic Fund Transfer Act inadvertently altered how UCC Article 4A could work in California, and this creates a problem for operators and users of wholesale fund transfer networks. The Federal Reserve faced a similar uncertainty at the national level and subsequently adopted similar changes to the regulations to settle this issue. However, these changes only apply to Fedwire. The Federal Reserve has solved its side of the problem, but the private sector systems are left in the position of having to process some payments for which it is not clear which legal principles should apply. So Senate Bill 708 will resolve the uncertainty and clarify the law and prevent the disruption of commercial transactions in the state of California. And with me today I have Kevin Gould from the California Bankers Association and Ted Kadada, Senior Company Counsel at Wells Fargo Bank, to testify in support of SB 708 and answer any technical questions you may have. I do serve on Uniform Law Commission, but I am not an expert in Article 4A, so I'm glad to have Mr. Kitata here with us today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. When we have a quorum, we will, in fact, move bill. We do have a quorum, I believe, now. Why don't we call the why don't we call the roll to establish quorum? I'm here.
Blakeslee, Senator Evans, here. Senator Evans here, Senator Kehoe, Senator Liu, yes. Senator Liu here, Senator Padilla, Senator Walters.
We do have a quorum. Senator Walters has made the motion. The motion is to return SB 708 to the floor. That would be the motion. We appreciate the motion. And we welcome the witnesses that are here. Again, thank you for being here. Please state your name for the record and give your testimony. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair and Senators, Kevin Gould with California Bankers Association. We are the sponsor. I will be brief. The Senator has very well captured the purpose and the intent of the measure. We do have Ted Kitata, who is CBA's Chair of Legal Affairs, here to answer any technical questions you may have, and we respectfully ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
I'm Ted Kitata. I'm the Chair of the California Bankers Association's Legal Affairs Committee, and we appreciate the opportunity to be here and voice our support for this, the bill. And Senator Corbett has outlined the broad measure quite well, and I'll be pleased to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. The only thing I would warn you is she is an expert in most things, so sometimes when she says she doesn't know the things, she actually does. She sits right behind me on the floor, and she does know lots and lots of things.
I think I'll defer to him on this one, though.
Other witnesses, sure. We would welcome.
Mr. Chair, members, Melissa M. Alexson on behalf of the California Credit Union League, also in support.
Thank you very much. Any other witnesses, please come forward, state your name for the record, and give your testimony.
Margaret Gladstein on behalf of the California Independent Bankers, also in support. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other witnesses in support? Seeing none, we will go to those in opposition. Anyone in opposition, if you could please come forward, state your name for the record, and give your testimony. Let the record reflect that no one came forward. We will then go to any questions, members? Having none, we do have a motion. The motion is to return SB 708 to the floor. Would you like to close?
Yes, I would. I would just like to say thank you to Ms. Newhall of your staff for identifying this issue and the great analysis and her assistance on this. Thank you very much. And I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much, and thank you for that comment. Please call the roll.
Senator Vargas?
Aye.
Senator Vargas, aye. Senator Blakeslee? Senator Evans?
Aye.
Senator Evans, aye. Senator Kehoe? Senator Liu?
Aye.
Senator Liu, aye. Senator Padilla?
Aye.
Senator Padilla, aye. Senator Walters?
Aye.
Senator Walters, aye.
The bill has five votes, enough for passage. I will leave the roll open for a few minutes here to see if anyone else would like to add on. Again, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much. May the rest of the day go so smoothly.
Thank you so much.
Unlikely. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cassie. Yes. Thank you very much. That was
we think so. She called the office and she's coming straight here.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I'm Sean. See it. You good? Hanging in there. How are you guys?
Well, in the evening, I know people are get this right at this time, get this back past here, do this. And it's amazing. So we told you, at the end of the day, I had more past. So it's like, do you want to go on Indiana Jones again? And you've seen it three times a day.
Oh, yeah. My oldest just left because I was school. She was moved.
She should still be coming.
Yeah. Her sister took a year for it. She barely made it. She was in Oklahoma. I was going to make it. She's like, then I called him. So she's like, I don't know.
Okay.
If you could please call the roll.
Senator Kehoe?
Aye.
Senator Kehoe, aye.
Thank you. The bill has six votes, so SB 708 is heading to the floor. With no other business before us, we now conclude and adjourn the Senate Committee on Banking and Financial Institutions.